Well, good afternoon, morning, evening. Welcome to 2020. This is going to be a really exciting year here at WP Studio. Basically, because of the lumps and bumps that was last year that finally getting over, I do feel like, wow, there is a bright future ahead with WP Studio. And so what we're going to do in today's kind of welcome to the year webinar, we're going to take a look at basically the next 3+ months of events that are happening, why we're going to talk about it, what we're going to be doing in those sessions. I'm also going to be talking about 2 upcoming larger projects that hopefully many of you will get an opportunity to be a part of. But as I said in the pre-show, and before I do that, make sure you're at chat room so I can converse with you all. You should also be seeing this my screen that is just the WP Studio training list. So I did mention to the pre-show that I would explain or share what happened on New Year's Eve. That's right. So getting older, we normally, when we get older, we don't do the dumb things. But if you're like me, sometimes you just have to say, let's go for the adventure and hope for the best. So I am very pleased to be here on the webinar with you all today because it means we succeeded in our little adventure. So as most of you know, I do live on a boat now. This was part of the adventure of not only minimizing the life, but maximizing the potential of enjoying life. And so by moving onto a boat, we're in a much smaller space. But it also has introduced us to the fact that we finally have neighbors. I don't know if you're like me or you've had experiences like me where even if you live in a house or an apartment or a townhome, these are all things that we've been living in for the past 20 years, the wifey and I, sometimes we would never know who was next to us. We might know their name or we might have waved at them, but no interaction. And that didn't matter whether we were living in Miami or living out on the West Coast or living out here in the East Coast. Neighbors were few and far between. And I think that was something that the wife and I were really looking for, having life outside of just work. Because both her work and my work can be all-consuming, and we'd like to have interactions with people that are not work-related. Well, when we moved onto our boat and into our marina, all of a sudden we started having neighbors. When you're walking down the dock, you're getting to greet people. How are you doing? People like to talk. People like to share. You get back to the marina, and somebody will simply just say, hey, we're all going over to this person's boat for drinks and have some food. So the idea of potluck meals and sharing things, it's opened up the world for us to just basically enjoy life a little bit more. Well, that all sets the stage because on New Year's Eve, there is a text message that was sent out to many of the boat owners saying, hey, would anybody like to jump in a kayak at midnight and row out to the middle of the Potomac so we can watch the fireworks in 4 different directions? Okay, I can already hear you guys saying, that's a dumb idea. Let's get into a tiny little boat in the middle of a busy channel without lights. Well, don't worry. We figured out lights. We just all hung like Christmas tree blinking lights around us on our tiny little kayaks. So we started to hear from people because there were all these weird little blinking lights on the Potomac, and that was us. So there was about 14 of us, 14 kayaks. We all went into the middle. And we celebrated New Year's Eve on tiny little boats in the middle of the Potomac. We did not get run over. we did not sink. Nobody fell in, and we got back to shore all safe and sound, albeit slightly cold, because it was quite cold. But it was a lot of fun. But I preface this with one of the things I have challenged myself for 2020 is to not give up on pushing the envelope and taking adventures. Why do I do that? Is because I felt 2019 hit back at me hard with things like the book situation, which I'm still working through, and other attempts to grow WP Studio or grow who I am or what we're doing that just got knocked in the face. So I want to challenge all of you. I know some of you have had a really rough 2019. And if you're like me and you've had a rough 2019, I encourage you to join me in saying, you know what? I'm not going to give up on 2020, and I'm not going to let what happened in 2019 affect how I'm going to live my life going forward. Don't give up on challenging yourself and saying, I'm going to take the adventure. All right. So enough of this. Let's talk about part of this adventure. And that's what we're going to talk about here in 2020. So I wanted to talk about a whole bunch of the webinars that are coming, because the webinars that are coming, we're going to be covering a whole bunch of things that we've never really talked about or we've never really tackled. So that also means many of the webinars are going to be slightly longer than the webinars we've had last year. So we are going to kick it off next week, starting basically on January 8th, where we're going to have a showdown between advanced custom fields, pods, and tool sets. Sorry, when I say tool sets, it's because there's a suite of plugins that the tool set works with. These are the top of the line premier field customization plugins for WordPress. They all three have very loyal communities, and they all three have very good support staff. So, which one works best for you? So that's what we're going to get into, and I'm going to be doing a side-by-side comparison. We'll look at the benefits, the detractors, limitations, and that way, I hope it will give you all, going into this new year, a challenge that, all right, this is the direction I feel will be best for me and my business. That might be with pods. That might be with toolset. If you find something that works for you, challenge yourself for 2020. This will be one of the tools I use to grow my business. All right. Then January 9th, we're going to be talking about basically the hidden feature in Beaver Builder that allows you to add modules anywhere. So you don't have to use Beaver Themer or other things. You can use this short code system to put Beaver Builder pre-made systems anywhere you want. And it will work with any WordPress theme. We're also going to be spending a bit of time dealing with the block editor. I know. It's useful in some areas. It's not useful in other areas. And we'll talk about that. But I want to give you basically a, whether you call it a blueprint or a boilerplate or a starter package, on how to build your own WordPress block that fits into the block editor. But the benefit is I'm going to show you how to build it without using tons and tons of JavaScript. We can still use it, build WordPress blocks with PHP that we've been learning these many, many years. And that is going to be a fun one. Now, then we come January 15th. This is a new series that I am going to be focusing heavily on, at least in this first quarter, and it will probably keep going. We have a lot of plugins now at WP Studio. And at the end of the day, people aren't going to use the plugins unless you actually see the benefit of using that plugin over something else. So we're going to be starting a Beyond the Basics series, which is going to take WP Studio tools and build things with it. So we're going to start with Form Studio. You're going to see how we can sell a product with Form Studio without having to have a full-blown e-commerce solution. And we're going to do it from the start, from scratch to solution right there. So that we're going to do this with all a whole bunch of different plugins, and I will get to those in just a moment. Then we are bringing back the CSS focus, kind of that creative CSS series we did 2 years ago and the beginning of last year. And we're going to kick it off with timelines. This is a really creative solution that we can take unordered lists and craft them into vertical timelines. With just a tiny bit of CSS, it's going to be so much easier and faster than trying to use SVG or trying to use full images to create timelines or complicated table systems. This is the way to go if you are trying to build kind of what looks to be a timeline or some solution that is a creative presentation for your clients. In another series that is we're going to kick off is diving into the GPL share box. So while I here, we are here in the GPL share box, and I say all of this stuff is, you know, no support, you have to go to the other things. Well, we've got, after today, we'll have over 200 things in the GPL share box. And there are some really valuable gems in here, really useful tools. And so in this this new series, we are going to be looking at a number of those plugins. So this dive in, I'm going to grab one of the Sharebox plugins. And we're going to use it, look at the benefits, how to use it. And kind of give an introduction to some of those plugins that are in there so that it might also help you dive in and say, you know what, I didn't know if I needed it, but now I can see what it does, and that's exactly what I need. And you can test it out, and then if it's like, hey, this is perfect, you can go buy that plugin. All right, the next one, we're going to be having a bunch of solution-based webinars. So, the first one is, are you serving the right image? Jan, yes, it will be a regular webinar. I think I've scheduled at least three of those GPL Sharebox ones over the next 3 months. So, the first, I'm calling this the solution-based webinar, is, are you serving the right image? How many of you have actually tested whether or not, like, you're serving up an image for mobile and an image for desktop? Do you know if you're actually restricting the image from loading on mobile? Or are you accidentally loading both images, but you're only displaying one? It is amazing how often when we go to optimize a website or look and evaluate a website, we find that, we are accidentally loading multiple images behind the scenes. So we're going to go and look at basically three ways that that happens and how do we fix that. Some of it's code, some of it's just reordering how things happen. And so in our solution-based webinar, this is actually a problem that can help speed up a website, help optimized, and also provide a better code experience. Now, in our Beyond the Basics series, we're going to again dive into Code Studio. We haven't looked at that plugin for a while. But the reason why we're going to do that is Code Studio has a tiny little section that allows you to craft the output of a short code using variables. Well, that's great. But you still need to create a way for the clients to use a easy to use interface to create the plugin, or sorry, to create the short code. So we are going to combine the work of the WordPress Studio framework, that's that code base that we spent several days on prior to the dev camp, and then that will basically, it's a crossover webinar where we're going to combine two different tools to accomplish a unique situation. So this is also one of the things I'm trying to do for 2020 and find those kind of crossover elements, crossover solutions, where we're going to use two or three plugins to satisfy a specific problem. And this is going to be a useful one. It is one of those duct tape sessions. I'm going to be throwing a whole bunch of code concepts at you. But I truly believe if you make it through this session, you will have a really cool capability now in your toolbox. All right, we then come to Form Studio, another Beyond the Basics. Buried within Form Studio is the ability for Form Studio to wrap around an external form. It's a really cool feature. Basically, Form Studio can analyze a current form code, process the fields and match them up with a field you create in Form Studio, and then deliver to the customer only the designed Form Studio form, but still submit to the external form. So this would be like, let's say your client has a custom CRM or they're using a form to collect data into whatever system they're using. Well, that old system may not actually have an API. This allows you to take that old form that you would embed in a website, and Form Studio wraps around it and basically does all the work to create almost a real-time API without an API. It's really cool. I think so. And it's actually fairly simple to implement. All right, let's keep going. So in our, again, another one of our solutions-based webinars, and it's also, it's kind of our solution slash our speed series. So one of the things that has been requested by a number of you is, how do I speed up my website? So we've got a number of webinars that talk about speeding up the website. So January 30th is lazy loading without a plugin. And we're going to use code to implement lazy loading. And this is basically allowing multiple images or code or JavaScript to load behind the scenes in preparation for the user visiting something, so they don't have to wait while they go to the next page or something like that. There's a lot of things that we would use it for, and this is one way we can speed up the site as well as improve the user experience for clients. Then, in our solutions one, is the dreaded 500 server error. Yes, WordPress has done great strides to improving the fatal errors. So now, a lot of times, if there's a fatal error, the admin in WordPress will get an email saying, uh-oh, your website's having a problem. You need to go fix that. A lot of times, if it's a fatal error from a plugin, WordPress will then deactivate that plugin, and it will still serve the front end of the site, but you won't be able to get access to the back end. But if you get a 500 server error, that's more than WordPress can handle in their error mitigation system. So we need to know how to fix those. So we're going to go through probably, I think it's five of the most used fixes to take care of 500 server errors. Basically, a 500 server error, if you're not as familiar, your server is completely crashed. It can't serve up anything. It doesn't know what's going on because there's some piece of code or something happening that is stopping the server from doing anything. All right, CSS focus again. I love the ability for us to, as developers who do client sites, I think many of you will agree the hardest thing to do is to keep a site looking uniform even after a client starts uploading their own images. Because when we build the site for a client, it's going to look perfect because we built it. But as the site grows and new things get added and other elements get added and images get added, it can sometimes change the emotional feel or the temperature color of a site. Because what if the client uploads these 14 really red images, but we don't really have red in the color scheme of the site? That's going to really knock it off in terms of the visual appeal. So using background blending in CSS is a way for us to protect the site, give it a unique feel, and it doesn't matter what color the image a client uploads, we're going to basically have a filter that goes through and still allows that image to feel like it's at least somewhat in place on the site. So it's a really cool feature with background blending. And I'm hoping a lot of these CSS focus things will open the door to exploring greater flexibility with CSS. Now, another beyond the basics. Yes, we're going to do a few things. I think this is the last Form Studio one in the next bit. But it's styling a form, because Form Studio actually not only comes with themes, but also flexible styling that will both be CSS, but also point and click. So part of the reason why Form Studio is a great solution for forms is it doesn't matter how advanced or beginner you feel you fit in the web development world, you have the flexibility of delivering unique and beautiful looking forms. Now, you can also deliver forms that have the color scheme of me, and then people basically just think you are either, you know, a savant or need serious help. All right. Some biz dev stuff. Protecting your business legally. We're going to be looking at both general and some specific steps to protect you, your business, your family. There are some legal things that is a good time to remind everybody, you know, every so often of those things that we need to protect ourselves with. We're going to be bringing back a whole bunch of the beyond the basics for the Voce theme, templating inside the loops. We're going to be dealing with templates. SEO Studio, how to run a campaign from start to finish, where we make changes, how we make changes, how we build that, how we communicate to the clients. The dev sites and live sites work, and how do they sync and stage and pass information, and how do we handle that using Backup Studio? Again, here's another dive into the GPL Sharebox. Uncovering the undiscovered plugins. Rather than us diving into the GPL Sharebox, I'm going to dive into newly released plugins and hopefully try and find the gems for all of us. And as we keep going, we're still here in February. And then when do we use the Gutenberg block editor, and when should we hide it, and how to do that with code? Can we individually hide it for certain areas and not others? Can we make it dynamic? What if they type a certain word into the title, and will we be able to turn on or off the editor? Will we be able to reload the page based on that? There's some really cool things that we could do based on how what is happening with different post types or different areas of the site. We're going to, again, dive into the hooks of the Voce theme, because that opens the door to so many possibilities with the Voce theme. Another security studio, locking down the site. Another biz dev one, which I think is going to be very helpful, because I know for many of us, finding clients can be tough. But I, after I've talked to a number of you, yes, finding clients is tough, but it's even harder to know how to pitch that client once you've found one. So we're going to be looking at several methods of pitching freelance web development projects. And then my goal is to kind of teach you to look for certain flags that will say, oh, I should use this type of pitch with this type of client. So that you should have, and then in your back pocket, methods of pitching to clients. In a Beyond the Basics for Control Studio, I will have built a fully functional, completely customized back end of WordPress. And I'll demonstrate that because it's going to take advantage of many of the features of Control Studio. Then we will reverse engineer it so you can see how you can do it for your own sites. In our WP Speed series, I'm going to teach you how to make your site go faster with only two lines of code. No caching, no CDN systems. There are two things you can add to every single website that will absolutely make your site go faster. And this is going to be helpful, especially if you're running e-commerce sites or other sites that really don't play nice with caching plugins. This is a way that you can help your sites or your client sites. CSS, again, on typography. Most of the time when we talk about CSS, we're talking about layout and design and structure, what it can do. But the other heart of CSS is typography. So we're going to be looking at some typographical tips that can really enhance the look, the feel, and the readability on a site. Using more CSS in Code Studio, another Uncovering Unknown plugins, customizing the backup in Backup Studio. There is a new release coming fairly shortly. I still have to test the restoration of backups using this new system, but Backup Studio will have the ability to completely customize what goes into the backup, how much is in the backup, what will be stored and removed from the backup, all those type of items. And then rounding out March is another dive into GPL Sharebox and developing using Control Studio's dev options, which is basically a hidden checkmark, not hidden, but a checkmark that you have to enable, and it opens up the door to so many tests, responses, visual cues when you are developing. Now, those are just a whole bunch of the items that are coming in, and that's not all of them. There are a few additional webinars that are in the pipeline of things that we are going to add, but I hope you are excited as I am, because I think it's a very wide range, but also useful range of skills and tools that we will be looking at in this first quarter. There's a lot of training that will happen here in the first quarter. Now, there's also two or three other things that I wanted to share with you. There's been a number of you who have been asking about when, if we are going to do another live in-person event. So I started the process of looking into that. We will probably try for something when Washington, D.C. is a little bit warmer. While we really had pretty good weather during our last live event last year in April, I think we might be able to do a few more things if it was slightly warmer. So I'm still looking into that. What we'll probably end up doing is sending out an email to the whole membership saying, you know, these are the dates. Let's vote, see what people would want, and whether we do it in Washington, D.C. or we do it in some other location. It's always fun to get together and process and learn and kind of just take not only a break, but also focus on what we want to get done. So that's one of the things that I'm looking at. I can't guarantee we'll do it in 2020. But the big thing that I'm putting the final touches on, some of you are at a point where you know you're about ready to grow and burst through the scenes. You're just trying to figure out what piece am I missing, or where do I go next? I'm surviving at what I'm doing, but I want to grow. What do I do next? And so one of the things I had done in 2019 is I had become part of, it wasn't really a mastermind group, it was more of a mentoring group. And I pulled a lot of information from that. And part of me just wants to create a group of people who want to meet on a regular basis, and I can pass all this information on to you. So, and it would be covering everything from understanding executive curation, growth cultivation, motivational moxie, how to deal with clients, how to deal with focus, grabbing global mind share, understanding the bottom dollar of working with basically dynamic freelancing. It's kind of what I've been calling it. And so I may be reaching out to a number of you to see if you want to be a part of a group that would meet regularly together, but it's more of from a business perspective. Less about code things, but I want you to, that I also wanted to release a whole bunch of the training classes so you'd see that, hey, WP Studio isn't going anywhere. I'm not evolving this into some weird mastermind group. We're all about training. We're all about tools. But some of you may be wanting to take that next step and not quite sure how it's going to look. But I wanted to let you know that that's been something that's been kind of on my mind because there's just a lot of tools and resources that I've been building and collecting and creating that have helped others. And I thought maybe we could create and craft that into what we're doing here at WP Studio. Let's see. Just quick looking over my notes. Oh, so I did say I was going to be releasing the Doc Studio plugin. Haven't been able to get it wrapped up, but some of you may have realized there was, when we did our WordPress Studio framework, that framework that allows you to create fields, editing, admin sections, short codes, all those things that we did about a month ago, right before the dev camp. It's all based around all the documentation is being transferred over into the new docs area of WP Studio. And it really is easy to work with because it automatically gives you overarching things. Now, you don't have to use this for documentation. You can use this for FAQs. You can use this for Teams. You can use this for any type of thing. But with the Doc Studio that you'll get, you get some really good looking structures where you have some overarching structures. It's kind of like a wiki, but it not only has your breadcrumbs, so it will easily, it works with SEO. It's awesome with SEO. People will be able to find things, especially if you use it for an FAQ or documentation for your clients. So you've got a full-blown breadcrumbs already built in at any point and in every single page location. Now, if you're like me and you have older clients, how many of you, let me just put this, let's see if anybody has had clients like mine. So we had a meeting and I knew exactly what they wanted. I built them what they wanted, and then we have a follow-up meeting where they give me their feedback, and you know, they approve the stuff. So I show up at the follow-up meeting, and they have basically printed out every single page, and they were like writing on it, and one of them had like a cutout. They were like trying to cut the page and rebuild it, but they printed it out. So I guess some people have had people like that. Well, especially if it's documentation, wouldn't it be nice if at any point you can print and it will just print that specific article? Plus, it always has the ability for them to reach out. You can vote on the articles. And again, as I told you, this Doc Studio is based on an abandoned old documentation plugin. So there are some things that some of you may see that are familiar. But not only do we have the nice auto navigation system, but in there you can basically do anything. They're basically full-blown pages that are built into the Docs framework. So it can be used as like an FAQ system, a documentation system, a knowledge base, even a getting started guidebook. And at the benefit, and again, it's not completely wrapped up, so I'm not going to show you the back end on this, but here's what makes it really nice. And it's part of the reason why I took that old abandoned plugin and I've been working on it, is because they had implemented basically a drag and drop system that allows you to, you wrote this customizer option, but now you need it in a different area. So you actually have it's a visual book folder system where you can drag and drop pages into the different areas, different order, and it automatically fixes and moves the different documentation, creates new table of contents, new systems, and it handles all of that in real time. So it can be a very useful thing. It's a very similar thing than what Courseware, WP Courseware did for basically you can make any page or post into a course, and then you can drag it into certain courses as this is the material. So that's where that kind of comes from. But this should actually get out to you fairly soon. There's just a few tests and more, just making sure I'm not releasing something that is going to really cause more harm than good. But this is where we're going in 2020. Lot of stuff planned. You'll also notice that basically most of the webinars are only going to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'm doing that because in order to grow WP Studio, I'm going to have to be doing some smaller, shorter training sessions public. And so what I'll be doing is, like a lot of times you may see on a Tuesday, there may be a YouTube video that goes up where I briefly cover advanced custom fields and pods and tool set. And then lead people, well, if you want to know more or you want to dive deeper, join us in the membership for a two-hour session. And so that way, that leaves Tuesdays and Fridays for me to write public blog posts, do YouTube videos, just as a way to introduce non-members to what we do here at WP Studio. Because I think most of you would say is once you make your way into the community, most of the time we find value in the community. And so that's where I want to introduce people to WP Studio in a greater and more broad manner, rather than just emails that come periodically. So I hope you're excited. I am. There's lots of stuff coming in 2020. And yes, I am glad that I survived the New Year's Eve kayaking in pitch black. So take care, everybody. I hope you have a great Thursday. And now that WP Studio is now back in, oh, I was going to mention my office. Well, for those of you who came to the live event, you saw the co-working location that I was in. And again, 2019 did have some setbacks for WP Studio as a business, still pushing forward. But one of the cutbacks I had to do was leave the co-working place. It's just an expense that at the time I don't have the money for. But in that process, I have chased my dream of having a mobile office. I am now down to 2.5 bags, small little briefcase bags, that my entire office fits in. They all have their own little pouches and everything. A certain mic goes here. The computer goes here. Notes go in this location. So I am able to basically set up anywhere. But the end goal is that I will be broadcasting every day from the boat. But until I can get a higher speed, more dedicated connection, because most of the cellular connections down there are a little bit too far. So I will actually be doing a webinar once I finally solve it, that is going to basically walk you through the whole process of what do you do if you don't have reliable internet? And I'll tell you all the things that I tried and failed at. But I think I finally solved it. I think. We'll find out when it comes in the mail. And so I'll be broadcasting from the boat. But right now, the wife has her vocal studio, and we have a kind of a storage closet that we try and schedule all her students around my time that I'm with you guys live. And I am, yes, back in the closet today. So the goal is by January 8th, we are hopefully broadcasting live from the boat with the new system set up. And the savings from moving out of the co-working location not only has helped WP Studio move forward, but it has also allowed me to chase that dream of having a truly mobile office. And I think we'll have another webinar coming up that will also, I have new tools that I use that are online tools, and I want to introduce you to a number of those websites and systems, because I know a number of you will find them useful as well. So I hope you all have a great rest of the week. WP Studio is back open, so I'll be in the Slack channel a lot more. This was probably one of the first extended times when I've really tried to stay offline. And here's the amazing thing. And it, probably in 10 years, that I think in 10 years, this is probably one of the first times that I literally went 3 days without opening my laptop. It's crazy. One time I had the shakes, but I eventually got over it. But it's great to be back. And I think it really rejuvenated me working on other projects that didn't have anything to do with the screen. So have a great rest of the day. I'll see you all in Slack, and check out the training section there at WP Studio. And you can see all the different events that are coming up, and you can start registering. Oh, the one thing I will do is, one of the things I set up with Zoom again is I've re-enabled the Zoom reminder emails. Yes, you'll get the basically 55 minutes before, you'll get my own personal reminder to all the members. But if you register, you will also get the day before reminder from Zoom with the links. I think it's a lot of really helpful, especially if there are specific webinars you want to make sure you don't miss. Like, you're like, I've got to be in the Are You Serving the Right Image? Register for it so that you'll get the day before reminder, so that if you do get busy, because sometimes I think, at least some of you have pointed out, the 1 hour reminder before the event, and yes, you do get the reminder of these are the things happening on Monday, but that Monday email can sometimes get lost if we get busy. So if you register, you'll get a day before reminder to help you kind of plan your day. That's one of the changes for 2020. And yes, Deborah, there is an update coming to the book. It's probably the biggest kick in the face that has happened to me in most of my business life. But I think I will have an update, maybe, I hope on Monday. That would be a good goal. I'm just waiting to hear back. All right, everybody. Take care. See you in Slack. And if I don't see you in Slack, I will hopefully see you for the big Advanced Custom Field versus Pods versus Toolset event next Wednesday. And I'll get this recording uploaded as soon as possible so that people who missed the opening, you can jump on that as well.